Friday, July 6th, of Shlomo Fahi, Inside Prince Parsha Pinchas.
It says on the sign, Inside Prince Parsha Pinchas, obviously, if you pay attention to the beginning of this year, you may not have any clue as to what it has to do with Parsha Pinchas. And also, if we run out of time, you may never know what this has to do with Parsha Pinchas. In which case, you'll think I'm strange, but in the words of my friend, Shlomo, that ship has sailed. The Rambam says as follows. Afal pi shasimcha ha'amura kan yikorben Shlomo. The Rambam is talking about the pasuk, which is said by the Yom Tovim, Yisomachta dechagecha. Obviously, Parsha Pinchas, we're going to be talking about Yom Tovim. That's the tenuous thing. The zechiyah on the chag of being misameach of v'samachta v'chagecha. Afalfisha simcha ha'amura kani karben shlomim. Even though the simcha where it says v'samachta v'chagecha is karben shlomim is referring to the meat of a karben shlomim. K'moish on the mevar in mahilchus chagiga. Yesh b'chlal is the simcha included in that simcha. The Torah is mechayev is zechiyah l'smayachu uvarav u'bnei beisoy kol echad ve'echad karoyloi. To be misameach himself and his entire family, his wife and his children, everyone karoy life according to what they need, what is misameach them. Zok the Rambam Ketzad, Shvi'is Yomtiv Vav Yudches Ketzad Haktanim Noisin Lahem Kloyes Ve'Egoizim McDonald's. Ktanim, you give to them kloyes, roasted wheat Ve'Egoizim and nuts and McDonald's and various sweet things. V'Hanoshim Koyim Lahem Godim V'Tachshitim Noim Kfiim Amoyim. And women, you buy for them clothing and jewelry, noem kifi mamoinai. The ha'anoshim oichlim, and the men eat basar, v'shoifin yayin, in the famous refrain, she'in simcha el the basar, v'in simcha el the yayin. There's no such thing as simcha without basar and simcha without yayin. What is the makar of the Rambam? The makar of the Rambam is the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, Paskav Tes, where the Gemara says, Torah Abonim. Chayiv Adam Misameach Bonov Bnei Beisa Beregel. This is Mechuyiv to Misameach his children and the people of his household on the Yom Tov Shenema V'Samachta Dechagecha. The Mem Asamcham Gemara says B'Yayin. How is he Misameach the people of his house? B'Yayin with wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anoshim B'Roi Lahem V'Noshim B'Roi Lahem. Men with what's good for them and women with what's good for them. Anoshim B'Roi Lahem B'Yayin. The Noshim B'Mai Toner Rabbi Yosef V'Bavel the Big Gates of Oinen in Bavel, they would give them clothing that was colored, the Eretz Yisrael, the big Yisrael, the Guhasim, and Eretz Yisrael, they would give them linen, iron, linen clothing. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, but however says, Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayom, Ein Simcha El HaBasar. During the time that Beit HaMikdash is around, there's Ein Simcha El HaBasar. Shenema V'Zavach T'Shlame V'Achal T'Shom, V'Samach V'Yashav L'Kecho. The Pasuk says, elsewhere not by Yom Tov, that you will slaughter shlomim, you'll eat it there. V'samachta, it's muchach that simcha is eating the basar of a shlomim. The achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, now the beis hamikdash is not around. In simcha el b'yayin, the only simcha that there is with yayin. Shenemar v'yayin samach levavenes. Yayin will be sameach, will gladden the heart of man. So the shaila is poshut. It seems very clear from the Gemara, right? Tosfos says it off an arc on the page, right? Place its words, Hainu b'zman hazeh, v'em samche b'yayin is dafke b'zman hazeh, b'zman shebeit hamikdash kayam, in simcha el b'basar. It's clear that the Gemara is mechalek in what it's being mechayev you in order to attain simcha on Yom Tov between the time when the Beit HaMikdash is around and the time when the Beit HaMikdash is no longer around. And yet the Rambam, who's passing halacha to b'zman hazeh for after the Beit HaMikdash is nechav, paskins in simcha el b'basar, in simcha el b'yayin. What's pshat in the Rambam? Either the Rambam should say one or the other, right? Either it's yayin bizman hazeh, or it's basar bizman shebeit hamikdash kayim, but never the twain shall meet. The Tur L'maaseh Paskin is exactly like the Rambam. Kolechot karoy loy keitzer haktanim noisim l'kloyes ve'egoizim McDonald's. V'ha'anoshim koyim lahem begodim v'tachshid nifim amoyim v'ha'anoshim oichlin basar v'shoisin yayin. That is a very interesting sidebar. I don't know the answer to this. I know I'm wrong, but I don't know why. Everyone, both the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch that we're going to see in a minute, they all say that a person's chiyuv for himself, the simcha, also extends to the people of the Bnei Beisoy and all the people that he has around his table. Lashon HaTorah is Kishu Oichu B'Shoyis HaChayim LaHachil LaGer LaYosef LaAmoni Yishar Aniyim. Right? Why they say this? Because the Pasuk says Samachta LeChagecha Ata, you and your son and the Ger and the Yosef, so it's Koil all of them in the mitzvah. Abu needs up the Torah Shinoyel Dalta is Chaser, someone who locks the doors of his Chaser V'Oichu B'Shoyis HaMbana V'Ishtoy V'Einoim HaChil LaMashil Aniyim. Right? Ein Zu Simchas Mitzvah. This is not a Simcha of a mitzvah. Ella Simchas Kreitzer. It's a Simcha of his own stomach. It's reminiscent of the Dugna Magid's mashal with regard to Hitzat Shabbat. However, the question is obvious. If there's guests that come over to your house, you have a chiyuv to give them, to misameach them. So that's all well and good. You have, Bachrim come over to your house in Eretz Yisrael. Lovely. You give them a piece of meat, give them shtikul yayin. You have a seminary come over to your house for Shabbat, you give them some jewelry. So if you have a girl come over to the Yad Shabbos, or Stam, or another family comes over, so you give the husband wine and you give his wife a nice new dress. It's so strange, and it says klar that if you're not misameach the ger, the yosef, the almanah, he needs simchas mitzvah, simchas kreitzer. I don't know why I'm wrong. I'm zikah wrong. I don't know why I'm wrong, which is a good thing to be. Fine. Dozok the Torah. So the question stands before us, both with regard to the Rambam and with regard to the Torah, what's the pshat of the Mimchaya, both a simcha of Basar and a simcha of Yain? When the Gemara says Klar, that's only Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim. The Beis Yosef asks this exact kasha. How could it be? The whole Makar is this Gemara, and the Gemara differentiates between the two. Not only that, reflect the Beis Yosef, another question. Where in the world did they get this din of Kloyus ve'egoiz and Madonis for Ktamim? Basar and Yayin, maybe there was once a Chiv, now a Chiv, not around. But where's the Chiv of Kloyus ve'egoiz and Madonis? It doesn't say it anywhere in the Gemara. That's his Kasha. So the Bach answers, and this is, I believe, the Bach is the beginnings of understanding both the Rambam and the Tur, and indeed the entire idea of Simchas Yom Tov. And it's inverse. The Bach wants to say that the reason why it is not as a person yaitz the chiyuv of simchas yom tov v'yayin is because it used to be that basar was the ikker. Why? Because basar had two things going for it: the fact that it naturally makes the person glad. Just go into any steakhouse and see how many people are frowning, right? And the idea that it's coming, that's from a carbon, from mishulchan gavoya kachol. Right? Masha'in came, Yain only had one thing going for it, the fact that it makes people smile. For them, right? When you take away the mila of basar, of the fact that it's kachim, so now you're left with the Yain yisamach, which one is more misameach? Yain. So therefore the chiyuv becomes bizman hazeh Yain, and Yain is the ikka. That's what the Bach says. Everyone tries a different mahal, the prisha, the drisha, they all have different mahalkim. Okay, the drisha wants to say that the chal is a suffix. The Torah says the basar, but we don't know what the Torah meant. Did the Torah mean al vizavach the shlam, or did the Torah mean al basar? So mimachma sofik we paskin that a person does both. The Ramah says something fascinating. The Ramah says as follows: Mishu misane beyontes, someone who fasts on Yom Tov, tzarach lulmay kol hayoyim. He brings the marivayim. Someone who is fasting on Yom Tov, he has to learn the whole day. Oy loymat chinah said to daven, say to hillim would. Since this person on Yom Tov, where he's mechuyev to mekayim a chati lachem chati lashem, but he's refraining from being yotze his chetzav lachem, the b'hal moider bishul erezer the boy kul lashem. In this case, all the tanarim are moider. In such a case, where he's not going to get the chetzav lachem, at least it should be kul lashem. The loy nehira, zok the ramah, fascinating. The loy nehira doesn't seem to be right. First of all, his kindness is for Hashem, so it's cool Hashem anyway. Very cool Hashem. Va'oid the kasafti el reish simin reish peiches. The mutter his anois that it's mutter to be misana on Yom Tov ha'ayin mishum behavli oinig. The reason why it's mutter for him to fast on Yom Tov is because for him that's an oinig. Why is he fasting? If you look over there, he's worried about a dream or something, or a tzara, right? So for him, it's an oinik. He thinks he's doing something to rectify his situation. V'imkein zehu tanugoi. V'imkein mikri kulei lachem. You fast for a day and it's called kulei lachem. The mali oinig zeh oy oinig achila v'shtia came early. What's the difference between an oinig that a person gets of fasting, or the if that's what he wants, zehu inu goy, or the oinig that a person gets if he eats basa v'yayim? What's clear from the Ramah, and it will be borne out in a second from the teretz that the Bach gives to the kasha of the Beis Yosef, is that there seems to be a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the two on the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, pretty much, and or everyone else. The Beis Yosef asks a very simple question. The Gemara says basar, and then the Gemara says that that's only bismarsh of Yisrael Tishkayim. So therefore, when it's now it's yayin, sagi b'yayin, why you mean machayim mi basar? Beis Yosef asks another kasha. Beis Yosef asks, you're telling me tanim are you be yoyti the chiv of simcha with sweets mehechatesi? So look at the teretz of the Bach, and I think it'll become muchach this nafkamina. The Bach answers, right? The Bach says, well, what do you mean? Koyes egoizim make children happy. So the Beis Yosef in his question says, hadam you find a Gemara that says that Rabbi Akiva used to give his kids Koyes egoizim on the night of Pesach. Where the Gemara says it over there, it says the reason why he used to give it to them. Why did he give it to them on Pesach? Yeah. Keep them up. So al korachach it's muchach that he didn't give it to them for Simchas Yom Tov. He gave it to them in order for what? Only in order to keep them awake. So therefore, al korachach it's not Simchas Yom Tov. If the kids are willing to stay up for the candies, vice versa, that's Simchas Yom Tov. What's the machleik? The machleik is as pashit. The Beis Yosef understood the din of Simcha in the Torah as a din Simcha. There's a chiyuv v'samachta, my high. What is that chiyuv Simcha? So we have a Gemara in Sakhim that learns that the chiyuv Simcha is v'zavachta shlomim v'achalta. Fine, I have a pasuk to tell me that it includes basa shlomim. Fine. Then the Gemara says, what about yayin b'zmanazeh? The yayin yisamach levav enosh. I know that Yayin is Simcha because the Torah, even if it's in the Vidim Ksuvim, will use Divrei Kabbalah as a Hechacha. We know that it's Misameach. Where do you get off giving candies to children? Where does it say that candies to children is Simcha? Rabbi Akiva? That's for another reason. The Tur, the Rambam, the Bach, the Ramah, they all ask on the it's almost as if they're not talking to each other. What do you want? Will the kids stay up? Does it make them happy? Does basar make you happy? So eat basar. So give them sweets. So give your wife clothing, whatever it is. They learned it's not a din simcha b'chol. There's a din to be happy. What makes you happy? And whatever it is, the Gemara is just saying various things that make people happy. With them, the Ramah could say that you could be yoytzi yechiyav simcha by not eating anything. It's zehu tanugai. Interesting also that the Ramah in other places brings a raya to the nekuda of simcha from hilchos oinig, from hilchos oinig Shabbos and oinig yomtiv. And we all know, we're all familiar, the dinim of oinig and simcha are two completely separate dinim. How's the Ramah bringing rayas across the border? And the answer is poshet. Because the Ramah understood the din of simcha is just being misameach. If I say, what's the difference? How I know, so long as it brings the smile across your face. The Maaseh the Shulchan Aruch, because of this, paskins v'alacha, that the chiyuv that a person has is only b'yayin. He brings later on, there's a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of basar, but the chiyuv of simcha is yayin. To get a deeper understanding of this, I'd like to point out another thing. Shulchan Aruch in Rishon Tetz, the Magen Avraham brings down, one of the shittas, the Ein Simcha El of the Basar, Dafka Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim. The only time a person is Yotz the Simcha with Basar is Bizman Beit HaMikdash. Basically, the shita of Beis Yosef. And he says that there's a Rashi that says Faket. He brings a Rashi, Zneger, Tzuns, Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi's talking about the din of not being able to eat meat before Erev Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that one of the tnaim in not eating meat before Yom Tov is that it should not, that it's not maliach. What does the Gemara say? What's the cheshbin? How do you figure out if it's not maliach, if it's not salted? Kol zman shu kishlomim. Zok Rashi. Shloi ovar lov zman achila shlomim. The time for eating the shlomim has not yet passed. Shnei yomim v'layla echad. Adayin v'lach v'chusei. It still has its moisture. V'loy ikri maliach u'misameach es halev. And it is misameach dechsiv zavat shlom ve'achal shlom samata. Alma bar simchahu. Rashi is now talking about Erev Tisha B'av. He's talking about bizman hazeh, not bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem. And he brings a raya that stam meat is misameach from the pasuk of zavat shlom ve'achal. It's clear that Rashi learns that Basa, even Zman Azeh, brings Simcha, is a Simcha, therefore you be Yetzir Simcha Shemtiv with Basa, even Zman Azeh. However, there's Rashi, the Chassam Sefer, open air, up in our same place, right, brings a Rashi of Haker, in Be'er. There seems to be a steer in Rashi's as well, on the Nidin. So there's an Aruch Haner, which we're not going to go into because we didn't have time. The Aruch Haner wants to learn is a tremendous Machlekes HaSugis. One is the Rabbis call me a Simcha, one is a different din, and so on, so we're not going to get into that. But I wanted to bring down a few different things which I think are mamish again. The Lashon is beautiful. Yamshel Shloimeh in the second paragraph of Be'ah says as follows. Vani Oimer, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, the one who says his din of Yayin Yisamach, he's not coming to me in my Achilas Bosa. Pshita Se'im Simcha El Bosa. Simchas Yomtevi, Hasuda, the whole Simcha of Yomtevi is the Suda, V'loi Nikra Hasuda Liyash Boy Leiv Toiv, V'Simcha B'lei Achilas Bosa. It can't be that the Suda is not going to be without Bosa. Elish v'zman she'Beit HaMikdash hoya kayom, when the Beit HaMikdash was around, hoya oichlin basa shlomim, they would eat the basa shlomim. And look at this lashon, oyim din ma korban hayseyem, they would stand on their korban, v'hoya maspik lahem simcha zu, and it was enough for them this simcha, afilu hayu shoysim mayim, even if they would only drink water, nebuch v'toich ha'suda im lo l'koish shel bracha inami hayu shoysim b'tzimtzum, or if they would drink a tiny bit of wine, kifitzarech ha'achila im mozuk harbe v'lo hayu shoysim l'rav yizguf v'kedei l'smoyach v'yomtev, sitting there in the maimid of the Beis HaMikdash with your oimid on your korban, being able to eat from such an offering is a tremendous simcha. Aval achshav she'ein lanu simcha shlomim, but now that we don't have the simcha shlomim, v'amikdash chariv, the orva called simcha, everything is gone in simcha el b'yayin. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash, and we're in such a terrible matzav. V'zulasa eina yoytzi yidei chayvasoi b'simcha shlomim. V'adirava b'ma yisamach etz atzmoi. How can he be misameach himself on a yomtiv im lo yishte the yishkach reishe? If not for the fact that he drinks on him and he forgets his head, he forgets lismoyach l'vtoyach v'Hashem shiyachzor eleinu, that Hashem should come back. V'af bimei galisenu b'yaseinu b'eretzaydenu loy ma'at v'loy gar alisonu l'hofer brisi toyu mitzvah me'itonu ki tamid hu Hashem aleikenu. The Yom Shoshleim is almost telling his zechir chayav inish l'besumei v'chol yomtiv, because otherwise how does it pass a simcha? You're sitting in a zman of akrovas karbonis. You're sitting in a zman of hakel, where Gantz Klaiyusel used to trek up to the Beis HaMikdash in a tremendous myriad of Kiddushim Shemayim. And you can be misameach at a meal because you've got some clothing, because you have a candy in your mouth. It's impossible. Can't be. It has to be wine. And not only does it have to be wine, it has to be enough wine. Sheyishkach reishe. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Yom Shoshleim. We're going to come back to Yom Shoshleim in a minute. The Torah Tamima goes along the same lines, and he says that of course ein dvarim yotzim midei pshutoi, right? Basar is misameach, and we know that you're ma'oyer the chitzonius in order to be ma'oyer the pnimius. But he brings in a gevald geraya. The Iloyach, if this is not true, Lehavale la Hagamora Loimar ain't Simcha Ella the Basar. If the din was ain't Simcha Ella the Korban, then the Lashon of the Gemara should be ain't Simcha Ella the Shlomim, ain't Simcha Ella the Chagiga, ain't Simcha Ella the Korban Ria. What's the Lashon of ain't Simcha Ella the Basar? Al Korach, there's something about Basar which is Misameach, even irrespective of the Korbanis. However, he goes on to come to a different maskana. He says the bizman hazeh in chiyuv klal the bavadim l'nishtana ateva kibon the habosu lehavi bosu kodesh v'gam loy b'mokum kodesh u'ba'asifas reyim v'ahuvim ein a daya b'bosu. It's not enough to have meat levad l'samechas and efer simcha shleimot el atzorach ya'oid yayin l'tosefes esayirus. need more wine for Tosefes Zayrus. Now I want to bring a raya of another raya, a very similar raya to the Torah to Mima, to this Yehuda from our Pasha as well. You go through the whole Pasha and you don't find in any one of the Yom Tovim Mechiv of Simcha in Pasha Simcha. Nothing. There's one Lashon where it says V'chagoy Simoy Sechag L'Hashem, right? But that, if you look up in all the Gemaras, you know, the V'chagoy Simoy Sechag L'Hashem is a halacha l'gabi karma chagiga. It's a halacha which is brought down in chagiga l'gabi when you could do tashlumim. But it's not the din of Simcha b'chlal. And what's pshat? The dinim of Simcha are nis'alim from this Pasha. So the teretz, I'm sure that's jumping to everyone's head, is that before, in the other place where it talks about Yom Tov, it's talking about the chiyuvim of Yom Tov. Over here, it's talking about the karbonis. But that's good with my raya. If the din of ain't simcha el the basar was a din in the carbon, was a din in being the sameach in the carbon, where more does it pass to say the din of the sameach of the chagecha than when you're discussing the karbonis of the chagiga of the asriya? If there's no mention of simcha in Parashas Pinchas when we're handling the karbonis, it's mashma that the samachta is a separate chi which has nothing to do with those korbanos, which would stim very well with the sheet of the Beis Yosef. And the Shagas Aryeh, he brings a gaval to Geraya. He wants to know. He says if the din the zavata shlomo ve'achalta is only the bus of shlomo, so it would come out that the din of simchas yom tov in our day and age would only be midrabanon, because the only makor in the Torah for simcha is the zavata shlomo, which we no longer have, right? I know there's a group that's trying to get together a Beis HaMikdash, but you know, for the Valley, we don't have it. Yeah? So he says, it can't be this Midrabanan. Because the halacha, we find that the halachas of Avelis are nidcha b'nei Simchas Yom Tov. And how could it be that the Dairaisa of Avelis would get nidcha b'nei the Midrabanan of Simchas Yom Tov? Al Korchok, the Simcha of Yom Tov, is Midrabanan, is Raya. Shagzai Shimin Samachay. And he says as follows, and this is Givaldi. The mitzvah asay shall simcha noyeg min atayra. The chol minei simchas. The din is that simcha is noyeg in any simcha. Afa gav da armin perik arvei pesachim. Mash mitzvah mitzvah shkai min simcha al vato shlomim. And also it seems in parin chagiga shosh mitzvahs nitzal va simcha. And the Gemara over there is talking about shalmei simcha. Like many places. Nearly. Mishum de mitzvahs simcha shenitztavinu beregel eino simcha protis. Elo simcha klois. It's not a chiyuv that you have to be yoitzer. Let's look at Purim for a second. There's a chiyuv to get at one time l'chayr on the Yom Tov to a matzah of chayv and ishla besume where you can't tell the difference. You have to be that way from beginning till the end. Pashtus not, even though Bokhrim tend to disagree with me. Right? But it's a chiyuv, you have to be yoitzer one time. Over here he says it's not a simcha. Simcha klal shimachuyuv l'smoyach b'yom tov b'chol minei simcha shiachayv l'spiyadim l'smoyach. Anything that a person could do, has the ability to attain, to be sameh, he's mechuyivin. V'leidami v'shar mitzvahs sheshavim mechol odam. Every other mitzvah is adal lo yamet v'ar oshe lo yarbe. Right? Ava simcha zu kol odam v'odam mechuyiv v'smayach kefi yecholtoy ulefi roi v'oshroi. V'chein anoshim b'roi elohem v'noshim b'roi elohem. Since it's a mitzvah klalus of being happy, of coming to a state of mind on Yom Tov, where you're filled, you're permeated, every atom of your being is dancing with simcha, if that's true, then a person has to do it in any way that he can. Anoshim b'roi lehem, noshim b'roi lehem, ha'oshir l'fi oshroi, v'adal l'fi miyutoi. But he says as follows. Aval imutamei, v'zman hazesh, yesh v'sham y'simcho, harel yoytzi y'dechei vosoi v'sham y'nei simchos, yesh y'cholos b'yod l'kaimon, v'sagilei b'hochi. Now what comes out of this is something which is mamish gevaldic. What the Shavis Aryeh is saying is that the din of Simcha in the Torah is to do, to become, to be in this matziv, in this avira of Simcha, ad kidei, to the highest level of your ability. So then that's pshat in the Gemara. When it's shayach korban shlomim, ba'asif asreim, and harabayis, there can't be anything more misameach than that. There's nothing else that you're yoytze Simchas Yom Tov with. Why? Because if you haven't done that, you haven't done anything. Very much like the lashon of Kol Mi Shaloi Ra'a, Loi Ra'a Simcha Miyamav. What does that mean? That means that when there's something greater, then everything else is second best, and you haven't been yoytze Yechiyuv. If you have Bata Shlomim, you want to be yoytze Yechiyuv with Yayin or Yimishuga. But when in a place where you don't have a carbon, in a place, so then maybe Yayin comes next. Maybe Kloyus, maybe Egoizim, maybe this, maybe that. Everything as much as a person can to come to that level. Shagasayah fits very well with the Hezbollah that we saw in the Ramah, and the Beis Yosef, and the Tur. That's why the Gemara is almost not Negea. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Betzair was saying is, Noch Beis HaMikdash, so the next highest thing is Yayin. And if you don't have Yayin, you're not Yaitza. Because now Yayin is the Pisgah, if you will. And Dafka for men, not for women, not for ladies. Right, a halacha l'maisa that would come out of this is very much like along the lines of the Ramah, and something which is Negea today. Someone who's a vegetarian and cannot stand or hates meat. L'chayra, according to the Lashon of the Ramah, l'gabi tainis, and according to the Shagasariyeh, for them it's b'chlal, there's no simcha involved at all. L'chayra, that person would not have a chiyuv of eating basar yayin, or if he hates yayin as well. At least in the lumbus of the Shagasariyeh. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi before you put anything into practice. However, and there's an interesting shaila here, just I want to raise it for a second. We know that the yisoy by chinuch, many of the poskim pass in this way, that you're not yaitzi yachiv chinuch. Let's say you buy your children a possible lulav of an esrei. You're not yaitzi yachiv chinuch. Why? Because the din chinuch is that the kid is doing the mitzvah, and the only thing that's prevent, the only thing that's possibling the mitzvah is the fact that he's not a bar chiyuvah. If you're giving him a possible mitzvah, so then how are you being mechanach into the mitzvah properly? You're not mechanach. Here this guy is giving his children Kloyus, Ve'egoyim, and McDonald's. He's trying to mechanach them. The kid doesn't have a chiyuv. Or Bezoi, so why does he should be giving the kid meat? So there's a few things. He's giving me the look, and I'll tell you pshat in his look. What's his look? There's two terrors in this. The first terror, the poshta terror, and then there's the right terror. The Satmarov is famous as quote, I think it's the Satmarov. It's famous to have said once, there was someone who's asked about a shenavot. So he said, if you look at right after Shema, you have Emet, Yasef, and Nochem, Mekayim, Yosha, right? The last one is Yafa. Because usually, right, when you say a nice or a shenavar, like in the Lashon of the world, nothing could be further from the truth. You have Emet on one side and you have Yafa all the way at the end. So the nice teretz is, no, Faker. Right? The nice teretz is Faker. He's being Mechanach him and being Mechanach his kids. That's the nice teretz. But the Pashta teretz is, that the din simcha for the kid is not his own din, it's the din of his samach the ato bincha. Like we saw, he's chayiv inish, chayiv ish b'mesameach his baby, he's mechuyiv b'mesameach his children. So the din that he gives kloyis ve'egoyizim is goyiz v'shagasayir. He's trying to teach the kid simcha. The kid's going to have to morph when he turns 13 years old into a man to understanding, right, that ain't simcha l'babosu. He has to have a bit more of an mature appreciation. And by the way, I hope that L'chayra, that would mean that a father, it is the responsibility of a father to start teaching his children to appreciate these finer things so that he can be Yaitza. Because according to Shagasariyeh, what we saw in the Ramah, it could be that he won't be Yaitza if he doesn't appreciate it when he turns 13. And then he has a Chiyuv. Well, Faker, he doesn't have a Chiyuv even then, but fuck upon him. Fine. The interesting thing, I think, about this, and I think I'm going to end with this, is that we find this again and again and again. Kol Mesabel Yishalayim, right? Zech Roib Minyana, Sisu Ba Masoyz, Kol Mesabel Molev. And as much as a person is Mesabel, as much as a person is Mesabel on the Beis HaMikdash and it's Heder, that's how much he'll be Mesameach, he'll be Zech to see and appreciate its return. I just want to point out, in Chas Hashem, this is no way a criticism of our Dar, although it is. That you find there's halacha which I brought down that a person is not allowed to bench with a knife on the table. Why? Sorry? Yeah, why? What's in the chudah? Chum Beis HaMikdash. We're worried if he mentions the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to stab himself. I don't know, maybe I'm just either extremely balanced or I'm extremely far from Yiddishkeit. But personally, I never felt the need to kill myself when I said Ritzei. When it's a really long benching and I forgot Ritzei, maybe, you have to go back, right? But never when I mention the Churban Bayis did I feel the need to stab myself. There's a minute by the Svardim, by Lichadaydi, that we only say half of it, and that's not because we want to get out of Shul faster. Right? We skip all the ones that make reference to Mashiach. Why? Because the people, they couldn't have the Simcha Shabbos, right? If they mention the word, if they mention Mashiach, you know, Im heim kemalachi asharet onu kibnei adam, and not even like the chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyer.
I would tell that was the biggest insult.
Yeah? How far are we from this? It should bother us that it doesn't bother us. And you know what? I'm sure it does sometimes. People are sitting in Tisha B'Av or Shavuos B'Tam or something. Siltuchnish. How could that be? I think it's chalachiv on a person to bring himself to learn enough to bring himself to a place or to be ma'oyer himself, right? We learn a halacha from this that there's a chiyuv in eicha for the Baal Koyre to lay it in a broken voice. It's amazing. Where else is there in Torah a chiyuv for a person to misrepresent his feelings? Everywhere else, right? The halacha is echo b'per echo b'leiv, right? Everyone, there's a chiyuv to show someone the way you're feeling. Otherwise, like, it's dishonest, it's inappropriate. How is it that the Baal Koyre is mechuyuv to break his voice? And the halacha is, it's not interesting, because that makes people cry. There's a chiv to use artificial means to figure out a way to understand what we've lost. And what the most ironic thing about the Yamshel Shlema is how far it is from us. Yamshel Shlema is raya la halacha, that it can't be that you yaitse with basa v'yayin is because v'ken design. How could it be that you yaitse without getting drunk on Yom Tov and forgetting the Churban Bayis? Forgetting the fact that we're not sitting there with our kabbonis. It's a tremendous lesson to be learned. And I think it's a tremendous machaya during these times of bringing ourselves to a place where we're misabel. It's not just the halacha, it's not just a din that if you were misabel, then you get to see the nechama. There's a chiyuv to figure out how to be misabel. We'll learn the halachas of avelus, right? I think there's a fifth chelik of the Shulchan Aruch here, l'gabe this as well, of learning how to feel or how to be involved in avelus. One of the rabbanim that I was with, it was kept getting asked, shaila, if he's allowed to shower, if this guy's allowed to shave, if he's allowed to that. He said, you know something? I never heard this shaila when someone was sitting shiva. Sitting shiva. Eid Hashem, if we get to a place such as this, from miyogoyin l'simcha, fakar dafka because of the yogoyin, we'll be zeichet to see a tremendous simcha and be yaitse all the mitzvahs in a tremendous maimed, in a tremendous kiddush Hashem, and in a tremendous matzav of aliyah, tremendous matzav of kedusha. Here we go, amen.